Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Easter Friday, and from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne is coming to us from Atlanta, and the preaching is entitled, Goin' Fishin'?
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, We will also come with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, Children, have you caught anything to eat? They answered him, No. So he said to them, Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something. So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, It is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, Bring some of the fish you just caught. So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, Come, have breakfast. And none of the disciples dared to ask him, Who are you? Because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. I am going fishing, announced Peter. We also will come with you, a number of the other men said, and they ran off to get their gear. Wait a minute, I said. You're going fishing? Yes, I'm going fishing, Peter repeated. Jesus has just risen from the dead. Yes, I know. All of us who are his disciples know we've seen him twice. Three times, I corrected him. You're forgetting about Mary Magdalene. Oh, Mary Magdalene. He hemmed and hawed. Well, yes, I guess if you count her as a disciple, it'd be three times. I do, I stated. Well, it's not anything worth fighting over. Two or three times, I still need to go fishing. But why are you running away at a time like this? Why are you going back to your old job? I asked. Oh, I'm not going back to my old job. I have seen the risen Lord. I can't go back. Well, not exactly. It's just, he hemmed and hawed some more. It's just that, okay, once upon a time when Jesus first called me to be a disciple, he told me that I would go from being a fisherman to a fisher of men. And I know that is what I'm supposed to be doing right now. But I'm just not quite sure how to do it. I feel like maybe if I went back to the place where it all started and spent some time there, I'd get some clues as to what to do now, clues about what should be next. Oh, I said, I like going back to places where I feel like I've met the Lord to see if he'll show up again too. Look, I've got news for you, Peter. I have an advance copy of tomorrow's headline story. You are going to be up all night and catch nothing. And then in the morning, a mysterious stranger is going to tell you to cast your net on the other side of the boat, and you're going to have a huge haul. But that's what happened the first time that I met him. I know, Peter. He seems to like patterns. How big a haul? His eyes twinkled. 153 large fish. Whoa, well, that's very precise. Bizarrely so, I agree. That's like I don't know, the number of different kinds of peoples in the whole wide world. It could be, I said. What do you think it means? I'm not sure. Are you sure that I can't catch any of these fish on my own? Nope. And then when Jesus shows up, all these different kinds of people, I mean fish, I mean people, are just going to show up, and I just need to be there to help bring them to shore. That's the story, I said. And the net won't break, he asked. Nope, I replied. Crazy that all those fish, I mean people, I mean a fish, could somehow manage to be together in the same net and it not break. I agree, I said. We sat there for a moment in silence, just thinking about the strangeness of such a sign and what it might mean. And then Peter broke the silence. Yes, we have seen the Lord, and now I think he wants us to go fishing. There is a task that we are supposed to be about. Are you coming? Me? I asked. Now this, I need to think about some. Tomorrow's story just mentions 7 disciples, but 7 in the Bible is the number of fullness. We know that, even if 153 remains a mystery. Maybe 7 means all of us. All of us are supposed to go out into the vast seas of people and bring onto the boat all those that Jesus draws. All of us are called to be, what is Pope Francis's favorite term? Missionary disciples? I am going fishing, announces Peter. I am coming with you, I say.